Hey, Lucky, how are you going?
Good. How are you doing, Hayley?
I'm amazing. I'm doing really well.
That's so good. I mean, great of you to get up this early. First of all, congratulations. It was so exciting to see you win last night. Played such an amazing game. How are you feeling this morning after watching it all back?
Oh, it is. It's a surreal feeling. Like I'm like a childhood fan of this game, and like I genuinely never thought I would even get a chance to play it. So to do it in the way I wanted to, and to come out with the win is an absolute dream. It's harder to explain in any other way than that.
I mean, I felt giddy for you last night because, like you said, it was like a childhood dream. You played it so well as well. Now, you are a self-professed massive Survivor fan. Found out last night that your 21st was Survivor-themed. Was there anything about the game that you didn't expect? Was there any twist that you thought, oh, wow, I did not think that would happen?
There was plenty of twists that I didn't know would happen for sure. But that is kind of how the game has evolved, that they do have these twists that you can't prepare for. But that's what makes it great because, you know, even if you study it, the whole point is you have to still be able to adapt the whole time. And, like, I certainly had to do that. I got sent to Redemption Rock and I had to really think about how I could change my game. The twist that sent me there, I could never have expected, but that's part of why I love it. Like, it's so exciting to watch.
Yeah, and that interesting you mentioned Redemption Rock, because that was just such a turning point in the game for you. How important was it at that point to refocus, and how do you do that when you're on no sleep, no food? How do you refocus out there when you have been unanimously voted off?
As you say, like, Redemption Rock was, like, a blessing in disguise, really, because I had a night and a day to talk to Baden, and we both knew only one of us could get back in the game. So we actually thought the other one would be voted off and wouldn't go to jury. So we were really honest with each other. There was no, you know, the whole time you're out there, you're kind of lying and putting on a face, but we didn't have to pretend. So I sat with Baden and we both had really honest talks about if we were going to go back, how could we adapt our game? And I knew that I've been playing hard and fast and I'm having a lot of fun, but I had to go back under the radar and just be really low key and talk everyone else's game up and talk my game down so that no one thought I'd be a threat if I could get to the end.
It was
a really important time.
Well, that was really surprising as well because everyone thought you weren't a threat going to the end. But I mean, especially, I know from a viewer's perspective, you're thinking Hayley is the one to beat here. And going into that last challenge, oh my gosh, it was a torture chamber. It looked brutal.
It was.
But I want to ask, we kind of heard a lot about your pain management. You're a pain researcher. What techniques do you use in those moments? Because your body was shaking, but you were so strong up there.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me, like I'm also a physio, so I've studied the anatomy of the body and I have a pretty good understanding of when something is going to be dangerous and when it's not. And I just looked at that and I thought it's going to hurt, but it's not actually going to be dangerous. Like if I step off this, my feet will be sore, but I'll be fine. In 10 minutes, I'll be fine. Maybe I'll have a blister. Like, and that really de-threatens the situation. And pain is all about threat. It's just your brain interpreting threats and giving you protection. So if I was able to lower how threatening I thought the challenge was, and I think that like calms your brain and doesn't produce as much pain.
Amazing. Well, you did so well. And I want to say as well, that was the best final two, I reckon, in Australian Survivor history. Oh. I'm not just saying that because you're on the line. I genuinely think you and George, the two best players of the season. But what we found last night, jury management is just so important in Survivor. Yeah. And it seemed to be the defining factor last night. You and George took very different approaches. You were quite modest and complimentary. George obviously played George. Did you feel better or worse after George spoke?
Oh, to be honest, I did feel better. I studied the game and I absolutely studied Tribal Council and I knew that if I was going to make it there, you have to be modest and, you know, you got to give the jury props for their game as well. So, that was my plan going in. I thought it would, and I was kind of, I guess, relieved that George had taken a different path so that we would give the jury two sets, like very different options to choose from.
Well, that's right. And it looked like your option was clearly the best one because you got 7 of the votes. So congratulations. I wanted
Thank
to
you.
Ask now, it's all very fresh. I totally appreciate that. Are you going to come back? Would you ever come back to a Survivor? What would it take to get Hayley back? Because I'd love to see you back on an All-Star series. Your game was just so iconic. Queen Hayley, can we expect to see you back at some point in the future?
Oh, look, it's so full on. The game is so much harder than I thought it would be. But not eating, the gameplay was like, but I'm such a fan that I think it would be pretty hard to say no.
Yeah. How have you gone after the show as well? Because reassimilating back to like normal life must have been tough.
Some people say that. They're like, you have to, I felt like some people say they want to sleep on the ground still and only eat rice. Like, I'm the complete opposite. Like, it was very easy to get used to sleeping in a bed again.
I feel like that would be the first thing.
Oh my God, it was fun. Look, I've been very lucky, like, coming back into normal life. I've got a great, like, bunch of mates and family, and it was just amazing. It just makes me appreciate everything I have way more.
Absolutely, and you get to appreciate $500,000 as well, which isn't too bad. So congratulations, Hayley. An amazing win.
Thank you.
It was so great to watch, and, yeah, fantastic season.
Thank you so much. Thanks for watching.